Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the broadcast as we're continuing to share with you on the subject of having a right mental attitude. This is so important for Christians because if you don't maintain a right mental attitude, you are not going to have victory in your life. And these principles that we've been bringing forth to you are very important for you to be established in every day. And this is why we're going over them and just pouring them into you every day. In Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. You're a believer, you must have that attitude. All things are possible to me because I'm a believer. God's for me, who can be against me? He freely gives me all things, and I'm confident that he's begun a good work in me. I'm his workmanship, he's doing a good work in me, and I will not cast away my confidence in him. I know I'm born of God, I know I overcome the world, I have the faith of God, and I'm speaking to the mountain for it to be removed. And I pray prayer of faith, and I believe I receive, and God brings the promises to pass. I will not fear. I will not be discouraged. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Lord is the strength of my life, and I know that he's causing my enemies to be destroyed and put under my foot. I will humble myself. I will not have any pride. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I cast every care, worry, and anxiety upon the Lord. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will keep my mind thinking on good things and take my thoughts captive and cast down every negative thing, and I will take aim at the things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit. I'm not going to look at and take aim at the things that are seen. I know that the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal. I know I have power and authority over the works of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. I know even though he's out there seeking whom he may devour, I can resist him steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from me because I fight the good fight of faith. Don't ever draw back from fighting the faith. Good fight of faith is one that we win, and we lay hold upon eternal life. And I'm warring a good warfare, enduring hardness as a good soldier in Christ. And I understand that I'm sowing in the Spirit, and whatever I sow, I'm going to reap. According as I sow according to the Word, I'll reap in line with the Spirit of life everlasting, and I'll not be weary in well-doing. I know I have a faithful high priest up there, and he is establishing me. He's keeping me from evil, and he shows me the way out of temptation. In fact, if I'll learn to watch and pray, I won't even enter into temptation. And I know I have the faith of God, and I'm calling those things that are not happening as happening. I'm speaking them into being with my faith. And against any confident expectancy, I believe in the confident expectancy of the promise of God. I will never be weak in faith. I will not consider what's going on in the natural, in my own body, or in the physical realm, in what way things seem or look, but instead I will be strong in faith, giving glory to God. I'm not going to stagger at the promise of God through any doubt or unbelief. I am fully persuaded that what God has promised, that he is able to perform, and he will do it. I know there's giants out there. There's spiritual enemies arrayed against me. I know that I'm well able to go up and possess it, and I know I'm going to go forth and possess that land, and I will not bring up a negative report. I'll not be like those who thought that they were not able to overcome, that the enemies were stronger than them, and that they brought an evil report of the land. I'm not moved by what I see, and I know that I'm not about to look at myself and see myself as a grasshopper or think that the enemy sees me as a grasshopper. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. I know that I can overcome every enemy in my life because the Lord gives me the victory and he fights the battle. The battle's the Lord's and the victory is mine. And in everything that I do, I'll never receive condemnation. I know that if I sin, the Holy Spirit will convict me with a godly sorrow that works repentance, and I will confess my sin and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And I know that he doesn't remember my sins or iniquities anymore, and I'm not going to let the devil bring condemnation and guilt and feeling unworthy about the past, because I know I've been made the righteousness of God, and I've been cleansed. And I have a great high priest up there in heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. And I'm holding fast my confession, continually speaking the word, and I'm not about to let any unbelief come into me, because that would cause me to depart from the living God with an evil heart of unbelief. I'm taking heed to not let that in. And I will not let my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because I receive the peace that Jesus has. He says, my peace I give unto you. I realize I'm risen with Christ. I'm seeking those things that are above, not the things on the earth. My mind is tuned in on the things above. I know that I'm dead. The old me's dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. Keep that kind of a right mental attitude before you at all times. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. In dealing in relationships with people, we need to always maintain a right mental attitude. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive. We must not ever get into strife. Whenever you're dealing with people that are doing things contrary to the Word, don't get yourself in arguments or in strife with them. Be gentle unto all men. We must always be gentle. And it says, apt to teach, patient or long-suffering, and in meekness, with that lowliness of mind, instructing those that oppose themselves. What do? We instruct those and realize that they're actually opposing themselves by going contrary to the Word of God. And we instruct those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance through the acknowledging of the truth. That person has to come to the place of repentance by acknowledging the truth and taking hold of the promise of God. And if they won't do it, then there's not a whole lot you can do. But when you come across a person, share with them the Word of God, share with them the truth, and instruct them in the ways of the Word of God so that they can come to the place of repentance. And then it says that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You see, when people go contrary to the Word, they are open door. There's an open door for the devil. They've given place to the devil. And the devil will bring a snare in their life. In fact, the Bible says that they can be taken captive by the devil at the devil's will. Sure, the devil's got place. He can come in and do all kinds of destructive things in a person's life when you're giving place to him by going contrary to the Word of God. So when you're ministering to people, don't get into strife. Be gentle. Apt to teach, teach the Word, be patient or long-suffering, in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves, and wait for God to work to bring repentance in their life to the acknowledging of truth, so that they, and remember, they have to recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who has taken them captive by him at his will, when they turn and repent and start doing what the Word says. James chapter 3 also talks about an area of staying out of strife. It says, if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Don't give place to the devil through envy or strife. Don't get into strife. Don't get into arguments. Just be one who always ministers to people with the love of the Lord Jesus. At the same time, that doesn't mean you compromise and draw back from the Word. Don't be afraid of confrontation, because you are going to have to confront people with the truth. If we never confront people with the truth, how are they going to ever have a chance to know the truth to come to the place of repentance? We've got to have the right mental attitude that I'm going to stand up for the truth. I'm going to be ready to speak the Word. I'm going to be ready to speak forth what God's Word says in every situation. I'm not going to back down. But I'm going to minister it in a way that I will not get into strife, and I'm just going to share the truth and let the Word of God work by the Holy Spirit to bring that person to repentance. Very important. Now, another principle that's important, in Hebrews 13:15, the Bible says this, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. God wants you to learn to be a praiser and a worshiper of God throughout your day, offering a sacrifice of praise. When you get up in the morning, you should start praising the Lord. And that's the right mental attitude. You say, well, I don't feel like praising the Lord. Well, that's a wrong mental attitude. You're moved by your feelings. Get up and start praising the Lord. Start offering up the sacrifice of praise. We're a holy priesthood, and we're to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto God. That's the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. Start thanking him. Start praising him. Start worshiping him. And this is such a right mental attitude that's important. You'll abide in the presence of God. God inhabits the praises of his people. If you will be a praiser and a worshiper of God, his presence will fill you. You'll be filled with the Spirit of God, and he will manifest himself and speak to you and show you things that you need to know and reveal things, and you'll be in fellowship with him if you'll learn to be a praiser and a worshiper, giving thanks to the Lord throughout your day. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And this brings us to another point that's very important, and this is the area of continually thanking God for performing the Word in your life. You see, whenever you pray, you pray the word with thanksgiving. It says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. And how are we established in the faith? Because we are abounding, overflowing with thanksgiving. That means we continually thank God for bringing forth the promises of God in our life. You see, every time you pray, whenever you pray, you do it with thanksgiving. You start out with thanksgiving. A lot of people have formulas they've reduced prayer to, but really, when you look at all the prayer scriptures in the beginning of how Paul prayed in the beginning of those letters, he always starts out with thanks. I thank my God in remembrance of you. I thank my God night and day. I thank my God in praying for them. And he would thank God continually. Jesus would thank God. And it's important. In fact, Philippians 4:6 says that we're to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication make our requests unto God with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving accompanies our prayer because that shows forth faith. When we pray with thanksgiving, that means we know the promises are ours, and we know that God is bringing it to pass, and we know that as we thank him for it, that is showing forth a faith attitude. And this is a right mental attitude. I constantly go through the day and continually thank God for bringing the promises of God to pass as I'm speaking forth the word. And this is important for you to maintain thanksgiving at all times. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 says this, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." This is another thing that's important. A right mental attitude is that I will always hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God to observe and to do his commandments. I'm going to be a hearer and a doer of the word. The Bible says be doers of the word, not hearers only. Otherwise, you deceive yourself. You must be a hearer and a doer of the word, hearkening diligently unto his voice, doing what his word says. Then you can know that the blessings of God will come on you. God honors his word. When he sees you hearkening diligently unto it, and you're a hearer and a doer, you are going to be blessed. You are going to enter in to the perfect law of liberty, continuing therein, and he's going to bless you in all that you do. Maintain the right mental attitude that I will be a hearer and a doer of the word consistently, and watch God bring the promises in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.